Hello, I am AOB Olagunju. This is the third and the last episode in the special series on how to win the game in the second half, or how to win in the second half. I believe you have listened to the first and the second part of this special series. In case you have not done so, I encourage you to do so. In the previous episode, I shared on how it is important to review your goals from time to time. In this episode, I will be sharing a few points with us on how to win in the second half. The first point I have here is changing your strategy. Changing your strategy. You see, if you are not updated, you'll be outdated. You have heard over and over again that one thing that is constant in life is change. And someone said that the simple definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. So, in case things have not been going the way you set out in the beginning of the year, you may need to review your strategy, how you are pursuing the goals, the processes you are taking. And also, if things have been going your way, there's nothing stopping you in reviewing or changing your strategies in order to meet up with current standard. The world is evolving. For instance, in a football match, a particular team can decide to change its tactics and even its formation if things are not going its way. And interestingly, there are also occasions where a winning team changes its tactics and formation just to cement its victory. So, it does not matter where you are right now. You can just look at things the way they are and decide to change your strategy just to make sure you are up to date. The next point is be determined to win. Be determined to win. First, it is not enough to have great goals. You will not achieve your goals just because they are great. You will only achieve your goals because you have great determination and you continue to put in great work. I have found out that most often than not, our determination to succeed will deliver more than our qualification for success. It does not matter how wonderful your goals may seem, if you are not determined, you cannot win. It is your determination that will lead you to your destination, regardless of the challenges on your path. Some of us, you know, we may be winning right now. If your determination is not strong enough, you may lose out. So it's important to maintain high level of determination. The next point is focus on your goals. This is very important. Some of us do not actually have any problem with our goals. Our major challenge is distraction. We are not fully where we claim to be. We are almost everywhere doing everything and getting nothing. So many things seem to call for our attention every now and then, but that is not even the problem. The question is, where does your loyalty lie? There is no doubt that you may be gifted in different areas, but you must understand the area where your calling lies and follow that direction to achieving your goals. If you have set great goals following the right pattern, then that is the path that leads to your success in life. Our ability can fail us when we begin to lose focus on our goals. There is power in focus. One of the greatest qualities of any successful man is the ability to say no to distraction and stay focused on a given assignment. You must start learning to starve your distractions and feed your focus. The first half score line is not the same as the final score line, and sometimes it can be deceptive. So remain focused on the game. Do not regret the goals you couldn't achieve. Do not get carried away by the ones you have achieved, and do not ignore the ones you can achieve. Thank you for listening. Until the next time when I shall be coming your way again, do enjoy the rest of the day. Bye for now.